So, turning the mind inward, breathing evenly and gently. One of the freedoms is the freedom from not being born in a hell realm. Different types of hell realms, ruled by extreme suffering, no chance to practice Dharma, no chance to hear Dharma, no chance to have Dharma friends. Simply continuous, unmitigated suffering. We don't have that. We have freedom from that. And if you have some understanding of hell realms, you can bring that into your meditation. If you don't, just think of it as a place of extreme suffering with no time for anything else but to suffer. We have the freedom of being born or not being born as a hungry ghost, a type of wandering spirit. Has difficulty even finding food, lots of suffering, lots of greed. There are spirits, and a group of them are called hungry ghosts. It's a realm of existence. If you had been born in that realm, no time for Dharma, no time for practice. You have the freedom of not being born in an animal realm. And however much we love animals, really that's no life. How can you really develop your Buddha nature as an animal? Constantly hungry, constantly going after food, constantly going after reproduction, at the beck and call of higher animals who will hunt you and kill you and eat you. Humans that will dominate you, make you work. And if you think of the dog, well-groomed, lying by an open fire, thinking that may be okay, no, it isn't. It is dull. The mind of this dog is dull. In relation to Dharma, very dull. And their circumstances can change for the worse, no problem. To be born as an animal is no freedom at all. But we have escaped that. We now have a human birth. We have choices. And although some of us have strong instincts, we don't have to go with our instincts. We don't have to go with our habits. We have intelligence and we can choose. We have freedom of not being born as a god, any type of god. And unless you know what the god realm is like, you'd think, sounds okay. But the life is so full of pleasure. There's no time to practice Dharma. There's no need. If you have no suffering, why would you practice Dharma? To practice Dharma, you need a little bit of discontentment. We should value discontentment. There is no discontentment in the God realms. No impetus to practice Dharma. Only to waste your good karma in enjoyment. And it will end. And you'll have wasted all your good karma and have nothing to show for it. No Dharma understanding. There have been times in this world where a Buddha has not appeared. Even the word Buddha or Dharma never existed. There have been times like that, but we're free from that. We've been born at a time where a Buddha has appeared. That is so fortunate. There are places just in this world where there are no Dharma. The word Dharma does not exist. There are places in the world that if you followed anything but the country's religion, you will be killed. Many countries where there is no Dharma. But you are fortunate. You're free from that. You've been born at a time and in a place where the true Dharma exists. It would be hard to follow Dharma if you had heavily defective senses. Heavily defective. Be very hard to practice Dharma. And although we all have problems and difficulties, we can use our senses well. So this is a huge freedom. And there are many people in this world who hold wrong views. Wrong views in relation to how to run a country, to persecute people, to kill animals or humans for whatever reason. People who hold views very strongly that there is only this one life. Nothing else. And if you're questioning that, then you've been born free from holding on to these wrong views. Being born as a human is rare, but you have it. And no one gave you this human life. You earned this human life through your past actions. You've been born at the centre of a religious country, a country that allows religious freedom, where there's teachings of the Dharma, widespread, widespread. You've been born with a reasonably well-functioning mind and body. So many people haven't, but you have. And then not having committed the five heinous crimes, killing your mother, killing your father, drawing the blood of a Buddha, or an Arhat, or causing schism in a Sangha community. That has very specific meaning. You have freedom from that. These are heavy, heavy on the mind, very hard with that on the mind to walk this path. But you have freedom from that. Having faith in the Dharma, or some faith in the Dharma, what a gift. So many people wouldn't even bother exploring this, let alone having faith, having trust. Being born in a period where other people are practicing the Dharma, other people who are walking this path with you, who can help you. You're not isolated from the Dharma. From the concept of beginningless mind and reincarnation, all of these freedoms and endowments, we have them. And right here and right now, in this body and this life, what qualities do you have? Really highlight them. What leisures do you have? What type of endowments do you have in this life that could add to the list? What fortunate qualities do you have? Highlight them. Don't judge them, highlight them. I can walk this path because I fill in the gaps. If you're getting caught up with problems that you have, consider that most problems are quite trivial, really. Can be dealt with. But we tend to inflate problems. We tend to project onto them our own concepts. And it is our habit to get caught up with problems and inflate them, and seeing them as supreme and not what they are, difficulties which can be dealt with. Understanding that we have a perfect human rebirth is a strong antidote to any depression, hopelessness, or self-created pity. It encourages us to rejoice in our good fortune. It encourages us to identify our unique potential and can give us a strong enthusiasm for this life. Having a perfect human rebirth increases your compassion for others. It increases your concern. Spend some time now reflecting on some of these points that come home to you. But try to highlight the qualities that you have right now that will help you walk this path. And when they're clear in your mind, focus. Again, we already have all that we need for genuine happiness within our mind stream. Our Buddha nature is a potential waiting to be developed. With this human rebirth, we can access this potential by understanding and expanding and experiencing the mind as it is. Applying discriminating wisdom to all our actions. We can deconstruct our negativities and we can reconstruct with wisdom. This is how fortunate we are. Having a precious human rebirth means that we have all the qualities and the freedoms necessary to make the journey. We need to recognise them, identify with them, and recognise how extremely fortunate we are. Reflect on this, and if you can, allow a kind of positive energy to arise, this energy for the journey. And when that's as strong as you can make it, focus. Imagine sitting in front of you in exactly the same position as you're in. A friend. If you could, what would you give to this person in order to make their ordinary human life precious and perfect? If you could, not taking anything away from yourself, but what would you offer them that would make their human life perfect? Think about the mundane and the supramundane. And imagine you have the power to do this. What would you offer them? Maybe it's something physical. Maybe it's something environmental, social, mental. What gifts, if you could, would you offer this person? Thank you.